Gemeinsam bauen wir geschwisterliche Gedanken auf.
Together, we build up brotherly, sisterly thoughts, which we send to our animal brothers and sisters that are crammed into barns, waiting to be butchered, slaughtered for the benefit of human beings. Christ, you are the great power and the light. We send our thoughts to our animal brothers and sisters in the ghetto barns, which will be sacrificed for one of the greatest slaughter feasts that Christianity calls Christmas, and that is followed by the beginning of the new year, when similar things take place. Countless animal brothers and sisters lose their lives. Our brotherly, sisterly thoughts are with the part souls and with the rays of life.
Unsere Gedanken begleiten sie.
Our thoughts accompany them into a world of peace, which is beyond the torture they have endured. The prayers flow from our hearts to all people, to all brothers and sisters, so that each one of us may awaken and feel what unity means. Mary and Joseph lived unity as an example for us. They were among the animals. The Son of God came into this world among the animals. O Lord, you are the power in our prayers, which flow to all brothers and sisters, so that they may awaken and recognize what Christmas truly means. O great God, you are the love. You love every human being. You love every creature, every plant, every stone. You are the mighty universe, the All. Fill our prayer thoughts with your great love, which goes out and calls to more and more people. Awaken to the unity. Let us pray from our heart. Let the prayers flow, and they will reach those people who are open for them.
Christus.
Christ.
Du bist der große Menschenfischer.
You are the great fisher of people.
Gib in die Herzen der Fischer ein.
Enter the hearts of the fishermen who fish the seas for the benefit of people, that you are a fisher of humans.
Dass auch sie,
that they too
ihre Netze
cast their nets to touch the hearts of the people and not to fish for our animal brothers and sisters, the fish that perish miserably in the nets and on the dry land. Christ, fill our prayers with your power. Place into them that you, Christ, are the fisher of humans. God loves the fields. God loves the woods. God loves the smallest living beings in woods and fields. Eternal Great Spirit of Infinity, fill them too with your light and your power. Indeed, place into our prayer thoughts the great connection that means unity, so the smallest living beings too may sense people are thinking of them, so that the brother trees may also sense people are thinking of them, so that each bush, each flower, each blade of grass may sense people are thinking of them. Dear brothers, dear sisters, through our prayers, our consciousness has opened. We have become more mellow, more empathetic. We sense the great cosmic unity. Let us feel into our inner being. Indeed, let us feel in our inner being how close Christ is to us. Let us feel in our inner being the great cosmic unity, the infinity, the freedom, and the love. Let us feel deeply, very deeply, into ourselves. And we sense that we are beings of infinity, immortal beings of the great eternal love, beings of light, beings of freedom, beings of wisdom and greatness. Nothing is far from us. Everything is so near, present in us. Let us feel timeless and spaceless is eternity. We are eternal beings, for in us is the immortal being. God breathed through infinity. God breathes through us. It is His breath of life, the law of love.